Of course, funding isn't the only education conversation making news across the state this week. House Bill 1008 is creating headlines of its own. It's called the Student Physical Privacy Act, or SPA, and it restricts access to certain restrooms and locker rooms in public schools. Representative Fred Deutsch is from Florence, South Dakota. He's House Bill 1008's sponsor, and he joins us from Pierre to explain what the bill is trying to accomplish. Fred Deutsch, welcome to Dakota Midday.
Well, thank you. Good to be here.
I appreciate your time. Give us an overview, if you will, of HB 1008.
Okay, sure thing. Well, the primary purpose of HB 1008 is to protect privacy, physical privacy, of our students going to public school from having to expose themselves or be exposed to others when they're undressing or naked in shower rooms, restrooms, or locker rooms. And simply put, under the bill, boys and girls are simply required to shower separately, use separate locker rooms and restrooms. And if there is a young person that is a transgender student, in other words, born one sex but is, believing they are the other sex, they simply have to go to the school administrator, and the school is then required to try to make what's called reasonable accommodations, to try to reasonably accommodate their needs. That, in a nutshell, is HB 1008.
Is there a reason for the timing of this year? What's the catalyst for bringing this bill forward now?
Oh, that's a good question. There's a number of things. I started looking into this last year when Representative Bolin was bringing the bill dealing with the High School Activities Association. And I never really felt totally comfortable with that bill. And personally, it doesn't matter to me if you have a 6'4" biologic male that wants to be a female and play on the girls' volleyball team. That should be a local decision, I think. That's my opinion. But what really troubled me is the privacy issue. I've got four daughters. And to think of my daughter showering with someone with male anatomy just makes me angry. And that's really what started this off. The movement has been developing since April of 2014, when the Obama administration reinterpreted Title IX. That's really what got this whole national furor, if you will, because suddenly Title IX, which has been always interpreted by the word of law written in text since it was developed in 1970, that you can't discriminate against sexes, now is reinterpreted to mean you can't discriminate against the transgender student. And that's not in the word of law. So that whole issue is percolating, and many, many superintendents and school boards across the country and in South Dakota are concerned that if the Obama administration has their way with their endeavors, then we're going to have boys and girls showering together.
So, Representative Deutsch, I'm just wondering, what do you think the impact of House Bill 1008 would, if it's enacted, would have on an individual transgender student?
Well, if a transgender student needs to go to the bathroom, for example, and they're a biologic female, they could go to any bathroom they wanted to that was with biologic female students, or they could go to a bathroom that the school district said you can use through their accommodation process. For example, maybe they're allowed to use a faculty restroom, or maybe the school has a transgender restroom. Maybe that's something they decide to do. The school districts can do whatever they want. It's entirely up to them.
It's under local control then?
That's correct. The school district would be completely under local control to make that decision on how they thought they could most reasonably accommodate the needs of the transgender student.
So does the state, what is the state's responsibility then to a transgender student, in your opinion?
The state's responsibility?
I guess what I'm trying to figure out is House Bill 1008 is primarily for the protection of a student who is not transgender. Is that, am I getting that right?
And then the
local control kind of figures out how to...
No, I don't think I would go that way. I would say that HB 1008 protects all of our students. I mean, it protects the physical privacy of every single student enrolled in our public schools. So I wouldn't try to divide it out that way.
Okay. So the next question that comes to mind is that, the girls are still showering with the girls. Is it time in our society to provide private bathroom and shower experience for all students?
Well, again, that would be a local decision. I can't.
Or is it a rite of passage to have to go through that as a middle school and high school student? I don't know.
Well, I don't know either. You know, nobody's really comfortable with that. But
right.
You know, that should be left up to the local taxpayers to decide if they want to do that.
What kind of debate did you hear in the committee regarding this bill?
Well, I made the initial proposal. It was supported by a variety of groups, and it was opposed by the ACLU, and I think the counselors or the sociologists, some other third party. I think the debate we heard was what I would expect.
What were their arguments against it, the counselors
well,
and sociologists?
The ACLU primarily felt, and you should probably ask them, but they primarily felt that this would put South Dakota in conflict with federal law, which clearly it does not. There is no federal law in opposition to this. It's just federal opinion. I think more than anything, that was their driving point, that South Dakota is going to be putting forward money, we'd be liable, and we're creating a legal quagmire.
Hmm. And you're not concerned about lawsuits going forward?
You know, there's always the potential for lawsuit. Let me put it to you this way. If we do nothing in South Dakota, and a transgender student wants to use a shower room of the opposite biologic sex, and the school board allows that, do you think there's going to be an uproar from parents? Do you think parents are going to bring a lawsuit? Of course there are. Conversely, we could have the ACLU bringing a lawsuit. So this is an issue that the federal government created. It's a Pandora's box.
Hmm. So we're going to be talking about this for some time to come, it sounds like. Is that your feeling?
I would imagine so.
Fred Deutsch is a representative from Florence, South Dakota. He's been talking about House Bill 1008. Representative Deutsch, thank you so much for joining us.
My great pleasure. Thank you for inviting me.
When we come back, Libby Screen is policy director of the ACLU in South Dakota. We'll ask her what House Bill 1008 means for transgender South Dakotans. You're listening to South Dakota Public Broadcasting.